Invocation to the initiator, in the initiation of life as it is, that is, a mythic enactment for releasing fear. Shrill cry of hawk screams, waken, initiate, waken within the dream, in the initiation of life as it is, that is. The will to truth is fierce when you have wakened for a moment within the dream and recognized yourself sitting there, self-absorbed as Narcissus. In that moment of piercing clarity, you recognize that truth can only be recognized, observed, as it is happening. In other words, seen for what it is without the encumbering distortions and residue inherent in the passage of becoming light. In the initiation of life, as it is, staying pellucid, free from debris, admitting maximum passage of light, without diffusion or distortion, pellucid light. That eventually dissolves the residue in the alchemical fires within, so that only essence remains. Mercury, quintessential essence.
Truth is like that, searing like the fierce focus of a child's magnifying glass on a sunny day, burning a hole right through the paper, making painfully jagged edges. But the good news is that by doing that small self-immolation, an escape route is created from the rigid perceptual grids you take for granted, allowing dualistic language to literally create your reality. Subject, object, linearity, implying a whole perceptual reality. The Hopi Indians have it right. Their language has no patience with a concept like time, because to them, there isn't any time in which to get impatient. Non-linear, non-causal language, what a novel concept! I'll bet linear reality would be thrilled if we would support that notion. It must be getting boring by now, playing the cause and effect game.
In the initiation of life, as it is, that is.
Which is, after all, not at all as able to be described in causes and effects as we might like to fantasize, due to the quantum nature of our predicament in consciousness. Heisenberg had it down with the indeterminacy principle. The position and the momentum of a particle cannot be determined at the same time, thus making it impossible to tell cause from the effect. Confusing at best, so physicists gave up and called it quantum mechanics, which was quite an initiation for Newtonian physicists to undertake, so to speak.
Isis, Horus, Osiris, Rahurakan. After all, initiation is to awareness what mandala is to meditation. Initiation is to awareness what mandala is to meditation. Such as your life is in the initiation of life, as it is, that is. A gateway, simple. And they are everywhere, initiator gateways that clear the altar within to establish unlimited coordinates of consciousness and alignment with your empty essence. Initiatory gateways that blast you open to the mystery. Pellucid awareness, admitting maximum passage of light, without diffusion or distortion. Initiatory gateways are pellucid awareness.
Zona pellucida, place where all possibilities are open. Tabula rosa, clean clay tablets, unscripted score. Imagine that. In a non-causal model, there is only the reality access of this moment. Nothing else exists, so all possibilities are available now. At least that is one choice of an initiatory gateway. What debris would you like to clear out now? Bifurcation beneath the temple.
Or perhaps you would be drawn to entering the Eye of the Hawk to see your ego in the mirror of who it truly is, rather than the touched-up version your personality likes to present for company. You, seen with ruthless clarity, reflected in the raw perceptual power of truth.
Beak-seeking prey. Your fears, namely. What are they?
Will you pass this initiation? You have but one breath to last through the whole labyrinth, and other initiates have died en route.
In the initiation of life, as it is.
I guess it depends on how you define one breath. Maybe in the mystery it's all allegorical. I can feel that thinking makes me breathe easier, though. So I will perceive talons gripping their prey. Your fears, namely, what are they?
Magicians of the naming kind, name the form this prey takes in you, your fear. What shape would it be carried out in by the talons of the hawk Horus embedded in the debris-clogged fear that he now offers to lift for you in this moment? In the initiation of life as it is, that is.
I am the hawk-headed god Horus. I now offer to eat
your fear, beak-seeking prey. Your fears, what are they?
What fear would you feed me? Yes, you, and you, and you. I am offering to consume your fear in the fierce talons of truth. This is a mystical enactment of immense power. If you are able to suspend past perceptions long enough to surrender to the potency of the simple truth your heart is capable of perceiving in this moment, for your heart knows truth. Unfiltered, undiluted, untainted, seeing without attachment, that...
You are a magician of the naming kind. Name your fear.
Are you willing to be vulnerable, naked to the bare truth here? Raw, real, honest, not deigning to respond to questions at the level they are asked that leave no room for a higher mind to strike with lightning, illuminating the mystery.
I assist initiates in not knowing by giving such coherent responses from their own reflected essence that they are catapulted into the mystery by accident. I only look at the underlying nature of the question, rather than the obvious content desired by the ego. They would have us support the fiction of its existence, reinforcing being fixed on the image rather than conversant with its source. I may thus look harsh to the uninitiated eye, cold, unfeeling, unattached, in the mirror of truth.
Reflecting who you have presently defined yourself to be with such clarity, that you perceive the deeper inherent possibilities in that revelation, in the initiation of life as it is, that is. Isis, Horus, Osiris, Ra, Hura, Khan. You see, I am just not ensnared by your personal limitations, your desired outcomes, your unending storylines, your entangled justifications, because I just see beyond them. You just make me laugh, mostly. It's hard for me to keep a straight face a lot of the time in initiation when you try to manipulate or maneuver or sidestep just because you chose to give away your power. your real connection to Divine Source in thinking you had to know in order to be valued, in thinking someone else knew more than you did. You gave away the most amazing power in your self-authority as a co-creator with the divine. Why did you believe the lie that you had to be anything except empty, 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 empty enough to directly perceive truth? Cosmic libraries of information for the asking, and all from being empty?
Well, it doesn't sound like a lot, does it? But when you put it that way, Peaches, try being empty over an extended period of time, and you'll see it's just not as easy as it sounds. Being empty, that is, without thought. Oh, now add that element into the empty soup, too. And you've got borscht, not clear broth. I mean, it's not easy being empty. Ask any master. Well, that's what mastery is. And I'm telling you what, they don't call it that for nothing. Master it you will. Isn't that what Yoda said? Ha! I'm finally getting it!
Oh, pellucid. A clear instrument. Unobstructed consciousness. And where exactly did this yo-yo come from?
Now, putting it that way, honey, playing with yo-yos sounds more fun than having to master emptiness, if you know what I mean. But does that mean I can have no definitions, no beliefs, no reactions?
Well, just let me put it this way. Once there was a computer that only operated on a binary system, and it burned out one day just like they all do.
Do you have to be so cryptic? No pun intended or disrespect, Isis, honey.
My responses are only as abstract as to allow for higher mind to fill the empty form that you call an answer.
Well, then, fat chance I've got to go anywhere in this temple, then, because I'm full of doubt. It makes me question everything, even my deodorant.
And at this point, Anubis comes in and lovingly escorts her off stage.
Hey, hey, what's happening? Where are we going? We weren't finished.
Oh, yes, you were.
Oh, you mean she evoked the first hindsight? No judgment, no blame. Just play the grow where you're growing game.
In the initiation of life as it is, that is.
Own it. Feel it all the way through so there is no more karmic residue. So that you can hold more light, more frequency, one clean machine.
Pellucid, admitting a maximum passage of light without diffusion or distortion.
Seeing with remarkable acuity, that is the gifting of initiation, raising your frequency and thus your capacity to contain light.
Seems like a small thing too, doesn't it? But just like being empty, hey, it's no small thing. I mean, how do you go about raising your capacity for light? I mean, how... There aren't any guide manuals that address that problem directly anyway. I mean, the Hindu Vedas have it in there, but you'd need it to be God's personal translator to find the answer spelled out in there.
Embedded in love. The more deeply you love unconditionally, really, freely, without attachment or expectation, the more embedded in love you become, the more it shows itself as a jewel in the crown of your innocence. And thus, your greater capacity for light becomes the hyalescence shining from the living gold ore distilled from your consciousness by the divine. as ecstasy. Food for the divine. Now, perhaps you may begin to understand my interest in participating in your rites and ceremonies. Some of your initiations make, you know, real gourmet food, archetypally speaking. Ecstasy that is food for the divine.
Truth. It makes the most sumptuous meal. It is the lightning path special truth. Open access to a unified field of awareness, the initiation of truth. What's holding us back from that? Fear?
Fear of what?
Beak seeking prey. Your fears. What are they?
In this moment of power, due to their recognition of choice as an essence, these beings here gathered have an opportunity to relinquish to your talons of clarity a fear. Will you lift the fears from those here gathered, Horus?
Rahu! Rakan!
Then let them be spoken, for you all are magicians of the naming kind. And there is awesome power and harmonic potential in the clear speaking of a thing, moving way beyond your myopic linear perception, in claiming from the light of clear awareness as essence before sacred witnesses, your mythic power to change anything.
Change anything.
By choosing to bring it to the altar of pellucid awareness. Allowing distortions to dissolve in the brilliant light of lucidity.
Well then, what fears will you offer, Horus?
In the initiation of life as it is, that is, Isis, Horus, Osiris, Ra, Hura, Khan. So in this moment, in the light of clear awareness, will you also choose love? Love that embraces fear and allowance that embraces judgment? This is what I ask for the vibrational gifting that I've just offered you. Can you, in truth, offer me this reciprocal gift?
Yes, I can. I do. I choose love that embraces fear and allowance that embraces judgment. Then may this commitment to the light of truth filter from this initiation.
Into the initiation of life as it is, that is, into
your daily life with grace and ease, so be it. One more person choosing unconditional love, opening once again to genuinely innocent, open-hearted exchanges with each other without sliding into the protective armor of what-ifs, diagnosed already as fear positive, distorting the lens bends endlessly, interfering with the exchange of the divine nectar of each other's eyes in full presence.
In the initiation of life as it is, that is, pellucid, admitting maximum passage of light without distortion or diffusion.
Initiation is like that, a series of resonance cascades, gated awareness, that due to the energy available in initiation, you become an elegant coherence. Due to the reduction of resistance to perfect contact, you see yourself without distortion, free of obstruction. What beauty are you as unconditional love?
In the initiation of life as it is, that is.
Unconditional love being the toughest initiator, because it tells the raw, undistilled truth.
Love tells the truth. All the way, all the time. It loves so much that it would not withhold the most precious gift and blessing of unconditional perception to help us waken.
Shrill cry of hawk! Waken, initiate! Waken within the dream!
In the initiation of life, as it is, that is.
Love wields the sword of truth in wisdom, and in vibrational eloquence cuts away your narcissistic self-absorption that the diamond body of your ecstasy might be revealed.
Pellucid awareness. Clear, unobstructed consciousness. Due to direct connection with the only source of power there is. Love, 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 love. Initiation. Your experience in this moment is a patterning of consciousness intended to expand your awareness into a mystically unified state in which you open to receive your own truth as a divine being, that you may speak your truth to help us waken. To help us waken, that we too hear the shrill cry of hawk. In wakefulness, initiate wakefulness within the dream, in the initiation of life as it is, that is. Isis, Horus, Osiris, Ra, Hura, Khan. Isis, Horus, Osiris, Ra, Hura, Khan. Isis, Horus, Osiris, Ra.